On the subject of healing, from the foundation of the world, God had a plan to heal our bodies. The power to heal is found in His Word, for He is the God who heals us. Let's hear the scriptures speak of God's gift of healing. Psalm 67, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Proverbs 3, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil, for it shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Jeremiah 32, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Psalm 43. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him. For He is the health of my countenance and my God. Proverbs 16. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Jeremiah 30. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Matthew 17. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Luke 7. And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities, and plagues, and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. John 5. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole. He took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. Jeremiah 33. Behold, I will bring health and cures, and I will cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Luke 9. Then he called his 12 disciples together, and he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure all diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Mark 5. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was the age of 12 years, and they were all astonished with great astonishment. Luke 4. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. Acts 3. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping, stood up, walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. 2 Kings. Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Matthew 8. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew 9. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then he said to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go to thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Matthew 9. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness, every disease among the people. Luke 17. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. Acts 3. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, who you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Psalm 147. He healed the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 103. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. 2 Kings 20. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. And on the third day, you shall go up into the house of the Lord. Matthew 10. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then said he to the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole just like the other. Matthew 13, "For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them." Psalm 30, "O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me." Psalm 107, "He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions." Isaiah 53, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Luke 6, "And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and he healed them all." Luke 8, "And Jesus said, Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was immediately healed." Luke 9, "And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them, and he spake unto them of the kingdom of God, and he healed them, all that had need of healing. And as he was yet a-coming, the devil threw him down and tare him, and Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, and healed the child, and delivered him again to his father." Psalm 119, "My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me." Romans 8, "But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you." Luke 22, "And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far? And he touched his ear and healed him." Matthew 4, "And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them all. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere." 1 Corinthians 12, "To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by that same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles." Revelation 22, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which had 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." Psalm 107, "He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions." Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Acts 4, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." Acts 5, "There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Acts 8. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Acts 28. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came, and they were healed. 1 Corinthians 12. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, and after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. James 5. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Peter 2, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Matthew 14, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew 15, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Mark 10. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Acts 4. Be it known unto you all, and to the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. Psalm 119. Unless the law had been my delights, I should have perished in mine affliction. Psalm 118. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. Jeremiah 1. Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Matthew 18. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Jeremiah 8. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? 3 John 1. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Malachi 4. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Philippians 4. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. 2 Peter 1. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Psalm 21. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so we will sing and praise thy power. Psalm 145. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. Proverbs 18. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Isaiah 40. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Jeremiah 10. He hath made the earth by his power, he hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion. Jeremiah 32. O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Zechariah 4. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. 1 Corinthians 4. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Psalm 91. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Ezekiel 34. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, I will feed them with judgment. Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Hosea 6. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he shall bind us up. John 11. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. And they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of this people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Matthew 10. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. For freely you have received, freely give. Mark 16. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Thank you.
It gives me joy, oh Lord. That you delight in me. The love I feel, I can't contain. When you rejoice over me with singing, there's a sweet release when I feel your peace. You are God, you're more than enough. You quiet my soul.
Brother. All our worship goes to you.